guest three for today. I'm going mad with guests today. I'm joined on the line by singer-songwriter Abby Mia. I've been playing her track Can't Stop, Won't Stop for the last couple of weeks, and I love it. And the lady herself is on the phone, so good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. It's really lovely to finally talk to you, Abby. And so, as I said, you sound like my niece, who is also called Abby and who is also a singer. So a little bit strange. First of all, tell us, whereabouts are you from?
So I'm from London originally, and that's where I'm living now as well.
Okay, and when did you first sort of become interested in music? Are you from like a musical family, or is it just you?
Not as such, but I've always loved singing, and it's always been part of my life, sort of as a hobby.
And do you play instruments as well?
I play the piano somewhat. I sort of mostly accompany myself on it, and which is really useful.
That's always good for a singer to be able to do that. Mm. There's nothing worse when you go out and say, people say, do you sing something? You go, I've got nothing with me, like a banjo, possibly.
Yes, that would be nice. I should branch out.
You branch out a bit. So when you actually sit down to write music, Abby, how do you put your material together? Because Can't Stop, Won't Stop is such an upbeat track. I really do like it. It's brilliant. So how do you start the songwriting process?
So it's not really the same every time, but usually I'll have a concept that I know I want to write about. And then, you know, I usually start with the chord progression, actually. I do sit by the piano when I'm writing, and then the lyrics. But sometimes the lyrics come first. And, you know, it just depends on the different track. With Can't Stop, Won't Stop, I definitely had the lyrics first. I was like, I want something positive, happy. And then I just sat by the piano and it just kind of came. It was very cool.
And do you go into the studio? Are you working with sort of certain producers, or do you work with different people to put stuff together?
So at the moment I'm working mostly with one producer. She's amazing. She's in London. Her name's Ash, and she's just fantastic. But I record kind of my vocals at home, and then we work collaboratively with the production sort of online. It's great.
And what is it like for an independent musician in 2021?
I don't really have anything to compare it to because I haven't been doing this for too long, but I'm really enjoying it because it seems like it's easy to get music out there because everyone is now online. So, you know, it's very accessible, everything, you know, you can really connect with a lot of people online, which is fantastic. But I think at the moment, obviously, live music is at a bit of a standstill / not as many opportunities. So I guess that will change hopefully next year.
And will you go out with a full band when you start doing sort of some gigs next year?
That would be amazing. At the moment I'm really just doing my own kind of solo act, but I would love to have a band because I think there's way more potential to have an interesting show with that.
Is that something that you do? Do you kind of fund the music from doing cover gigs? How does it work for you?
So mostly I've actually done original music. So I've been very lucky to find a few gigs around, even within all the lockdowns and everything. But I think I will be starting to do, you know, a few more covers as well. I think if people connect with songs that they know already, so I think that's quite useful as well.
Yeah. And where do you get your inspiration? I know it can come from anywhere, but are you somebody that wakes up in the middle of the night and go, oh, I must write that lyric down, I must put it on my phone?
Yes, it's very annoying. It's always at the least convenient time possible I get inspired.
Yeah.
I really do get inspired by my surroundings, my own experiences, and then sometimes by just something someone else has said. And I'm like, oh, that's a good line. And then I write it down.
Yeah. Speak it into your phone. Is Can't Stop, Won't Stop your debut, or have you had a track out before?
No, it's actually my 10th single.
Wow.
So far. Yeah, I've been busy. My debut single was back in October 2020, and that was called Fly Your Way. And that was sort of a coming of age kind of track, you know, realizing that what your purpose is sort of thing. So I've done quite a bit since.
I'm sitting here open gobbed. I can't believe I've missed the other tracks. I'll have to go back and have a listen.
Yeah, there's quite a few there.
Wow, and that's really a lot of work to I don't think people sometimes appreciate how much work, because you have to go into the studio, you have to get things mixed, you have to get them up online, you have to get them on Spotify, you have to do your PRS.
Definitely.
And then you've got to do all your promotion, and you're doing all this yourself, aren't you? Because
I've had a bit of help with different promotions, but I am kind of leading the charge myself. And I like it. I really enjoy it, actually. And I think you sell your own music best. I think it's just kind of, you're more invested when you do your own PR, I think.
What's been the response for Can't Stop, Won't Stop?
So it's been really lovely. Again, the whole idea of this one was just to have a bit of fun. It's been quite an intense year all round, and a lot of my tracks are often a bit more intense. And I wanted just something that was fun, that people could dance to. And people have just been so joyful with it, which has been my aim. So, yeah,
and have you got a video coming out for this?
So I've got a lyric video that's out. I haven't actually managed to do a proper video yet for any of my tracks, but it's something I would love to do next year.
Yeah.
Because
it's money.
Exactly.
and that is why I always say to people, it's great. We were talking about it the other day to another musician who was saying, I love Ed Sheeran, I love Adele, but they've got enough money.
Yeah, exactly. Leave some for the rest of us.
Yeah, for the independent artists, they need more.
Exactly.
So what are your plans for 2022? Are you going to be releasing an EP? Are you going out and doing more gigging? Are you going to tour across the country?
Well, hopefully all of the above. I'm quite ambitious. I think my next step is to do an EP. I think it makes a lot of sense now that I've released quite a few singles.
Yeah.
And definitely live performance for me is amazing. I love performing live. So that's definitely something I'm going to push next year. Yeah.
It's been fantastic to finally catch up with you. And I will have to go back and obviously listen to the 9 other songs you've got.
It might take a bit of time.
Yeah. It's been lovely to talk to you. You could introduce your song because it's coming up next.
So this is Can't Stop, Won't Stop. I'm Abby Mia and I hope you enjoy it.
Lovely. Great to talk to you.
You too. Have
Bye.
A lovely day.
Bye.
Bye.
Every time I stand and sing, I'm amazed at this feeling. It blows me away. I smile so strong. Even on those rainy days, it's about me finding my own way. My voice is my voice, my sound is my sound. Don't need you telling me who I am. Gotta keep singing, gotta keep smiling. Just that, watch me drown.